And here we read a prayer, a hymn, very well perhaps a song or a prayer that Jesus Himself would have prayed or sung. As we prepare to hear these words from Scripture, let us ask for help. Let us pray. Quiet in us any voice but Your own, O God, that we may hear You speaking to us through these ancient words, words of hope, words of life, words of love. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters His voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations He has brought on the earth. God makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture. Thanks be to God. Again this morning, let me say a word of thank you. The opportunity to take vacation is a welcome one. I had a mentor pastor who once told me, if I'm doing my job as pastor, I deserve a vacation. And if I'm not, you deserve a vacation. I'll let you be the judge of that. Over the last 2 weeks, I have sought to turn off the world. It's been an interesting exercise, actually, to turn off my cell phone, to unplug a bit. I only check email once a day. Even turned off that little ding when you get a message or a text. To unplug, to rest. Some of you know that I study and try to keep up with research on faith development, and I took a webinar recently where I was talking about adult faith formation. And in the conversation about generations and how different generations have different needs, it was interesting to me that when talking about middle adults, those of us who are 40 to 60-ish, one word kept coming up. One key word, replenish. When it comes to our life of faith, when it comes to our needs for the church, when it comes to all the commitments we have, replenish. the need that we carry. And that's what Sabbath is about. Genesis 1 tells the story, 6 days. Creating and making and forming and fashioning, bringing about the cosmos. And on that seventh day, God rested. I read it as part of the liturgy. If you want to turn back and look, it's on that inside front page. Notice that it repeats, God rested from all the work He had done when He had concluded all the work, it says 3 times, all the work. God rested. The fourth commandment that God gives to the people of God, part of the covenant, one of the rules for living. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you are to work and do all your labors, but on the seventh you are to rest. I read an article recently by Eugene Peterson, Presbyterian minister who's most famous for the Message translation of the Bible. The title of the article was called The Unbusy Pastor. In the article, he reflected on our lives, the lives of pastors, but indeed the life of society, that somehow we have decided that being busy, how busy we are, how much we work, is a sign of our success, or at least a sign of how important we are. We'll even brag to our friends, I only get about 6 hours of sleep a night, and that's good. But if you look at our schedules, at our lives, even at the lives of our children, we are busy. Peterson suggests that we need to take a step back from that, to take time, yes, to schedule the important things, to take time and to prioritize and to write in those big things. And he says that when he found that he did that in his life and ministry, that the smaller things would naturally fill in. But he also said, as he learned to schedule those big things, those large priorities, to block out that kind of time, then he was able to say no to the lesser things. Resting. Resting in God, taking Sabbath time is important. Heck, it's the fourth commandment. God intends it to be a reset button. A day when we remember that God is in charge and we are not, thank God. We even sing a hymn sometimes, God who spins the whirling planets. The earth doesn't revolve because we work so hard. The earth turns because God made it that way. What would it be like to rest? Some of you may have a copy of this. It's called Jesus Calling, a daily devotional. It's written as if God were speaking to us, as if it was a letter from God to you. This is today's entry for July 17th. Come away with me for a while. The world with its nonstop demands can be put on hold. Most people put me on hold, rationalizing that someday they will find time to focus on me. But the longer people push me into the background of their lives, the harder it is for them to find me. You live among people who glorify busyness. They have made time a tyrant that controls their lives. Even those who know me as Savior tend to march to the tempo of the world. They have bought into the illusion that more is always better. More meetings, more programs, more activity. I have called you to follow me on a solitary path, making time with me your highest priority and deepest joy. It is a pathway largely unappreciated and often despised. However, you have chosen the better thing, which will never be taken away from you. Moreover, as you walk close to me, I can bless others through you. Is our life set to the tempo of the world? Or do we, as disciples of Jesus Christ, as followers of God, understand what the psalmist writes? Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Today, I want to provide some time for resting. Some time for being still in the very presence of God. So if you're willing, for the next few minutes, I invite you to rest. Come and lay your burdens on the shoulders of Christ Himself. Come and hear Jesus say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls." So I want to take this one verse from Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God," and invite us to rest in it for a while. So if you're willing, get comfortable in your pew. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Breathe in the mercies of God and breathe out the mercies of God to others. Close your eyes if you like. And listen. Be still and know that I am God. God is here. God is with you. God made you. God saves you. God, be still. And know that I am. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the sheep gate. I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. Be still and know. God knows you fully. God knows you intimately. God knows you. So give yourself to God. Be vulnerable to God. Trust God with your best and your worst. knowing that God receives your gifts, forgives your worst, celebrates your best, and is committed to be with you through it all. Be still. Still the body. Calm the heart. Breathe slowly and deeply. Quiet every voice but God's. Be in the presence of God who knows you and loves you. Simply be.